Well, I always ask for your prayers, and I need it this evening. I want the Lord to take these words and these moments and bless them for our good. This evening, as I got out of my truck, walking toward the chapel, looked up in the western sky, kind of high up over the horizon, I saw a bright, shining, what looks like a star. My understanding is that's planet Venus. It shines brightly in the night sky, evening sky. It's probably one of the first lights in the sky that you can see in the evening. And really, those things are a beautiful sight when we stop for a moment and realize that all those things were put in place by our magnificent Heavenly Father. And then by His Word, all of those things are held into store. They're held in place. This evening, my little burden would be, if I were to try to title it, God, the Center, and not Man. God is the center, and not man. It's been many years ago now that I was in high school. It's been a bunch of years. But I remember my brother coming home one day, and topic of conversation in the house that evening was something that his science teacher said. His science teacher said that the sun orbits the earth. And my brother said, "Coach, that's not right." He said, "The earth orbits the sun." And the teacher took him to task and said, "Williamson, the sun does orbit the earth. And if you can prove me wrong, you get an A in the class." So, he went home, got in the encyclopedias, found his information, and took it back the next day. Showed him where he was wrong. I don't understand how those kinds of things can happen, but they do sometimes. And I suppose he got an A in the class. But it made me think how easy it is for us to get things out of place. In the book of Psalms, chapter 84, I'd like to read a few verses here. Psalm chapter 84, beginning with verse 10. "For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee." The Lord God is a sun and shield. Turn to the book of Malachi. We'll read a kind of a companion verse here. Malachi chapter 4. Verses 1 and 2. "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Sun of righteousness arise with healing in his wings." The Sun of righteousness. Now, in this, it is a capital S, capitalized. I don't think we're taking anything away from the Scripture in Psalms, but in this particular passage, it is in reference to a prophecy concerning the Messiah, concerning Jesus. But I'd like for us to just take a few minutes to think about some of the things that used to be. There was a time in the history of the universe where mankind felt that the earth was the center of the universe and that everything else revolved around the earth. There was a time. I could understand why it would be that way, because this is the place that is of importance. It sustains life. We receive benefit from the earth. But there were some problems with that. Astronomy, not astrology, astronomy is one of the oldest sciences. And there's been a lot of people and a lot of remarkable discoveries have been made from the beginning of time by studying those things that God has put in the sky. I think it's the book of Job that speaks considerably about the stars, speaks about the constellations, speaks about some of them even named. I believe Orion is one that is named in the book of Job. So it's apparent that people studied those things in the sky. They studied the stars. They studied those things that trying to understand why is it that some of these seem to put off a twinkling light and some of them seem to just have a constant light, and trying to understand the differences. And by doing those things and by studying those things, they were able to determine that there are certain things that are moving all the time and certain things that seem to be stationary. Well, they weren't always accurate in their assessments, of course, but yet what's amazing to me is how they were able to make sense of some of these things and use sextants and use things of the North Star to guide the ships at night and to make compass headings and all of those kinds of things. We read in the book of Acts where at one point with the Apostle Paul on one of the journeys, they fetched a compass. They got something to use for direction, for navigation on the ships where they were traveling. So those are things that mankind has looked at things beyond himself, but in too many ways, they looked at that thing, the earth, as being the absolute center of it all. And in doing that, in putting the earth in the center of it all, everything else was out of kilter. It was not possible to arrive at real truths by placing the earth at the center of the solar system. That was the focus. It was the midmost point. It was what they chose to make all of their calculations from. And if the earth is not the actual center of the universe, then everything else is going to be wrong. It's not going to fall out right. There was a pivot of the entire universe. The machine of the universe was to them, the earth being the center of it. And when they made their calculations, there were some things that they couldn't quite figure out why it seemed as though, with the earth being the center of the universe, that sometimes studying where the planets and the stars were, that things seemed to go backwards for a few days. Well, they had their reasons and then the brilliant minds figuring out why it could possibly be that way. And they made their adjustments and calculations for why it could be that way with the earth being the center. But you and I know today that the earth is not the center of the universe. That the sun is the center of the universe. And there was a man in the early 1500s named Copernicus. He was the first one to solve the problem of what was the center. And when he came to understand, after years of study and years of research and observations, to find that the sun was the center of the universe, then other things started to fall in their rightful order. You see, if we look at something that is and make it the focal point and make it the center from which all of our observations, all of our measurements are taken, and it's not the correct place, then we're going to have all of our other calculations will be off. Now, you've heard me talk about my carpentry skills, which are extremely limited. And in trying to measure things, I'm challenged that way. I have to measure many times to be confident that I've got it right, and even then I'm very capable of putting it down wrong or cutting wrong. Very capable of that. I have found many times that I couldn't stretch the board to make it fit because my calculations weren't right. And my calculations weren't right because the way I was making my measurements wasn't accurate. So if I, as a man, if I choose to make my calculations and measurements from the wrong source, I'm going to have many mistakes in my life. Many of the mistakes that are going to be there. So how much we owe to the discovery of the earth being a rotation body around the sun rather than being the center of it all. I marvel. There are those today who still will not accept that the United States of America put astronauts on the moon. I believe it happened. But the way that these men were able to calculate using slide rules, using very simple computers by today's standards, using things that were, they had calculators and things of that nature, but they had to do a lot of calculation in their heads. They do a lot of calculation on paper, figuring thrust of engines, figuring the rotation of the moon and the orbit of the moon around the earth. All of those things were possible because they found the right place to take their measurements from. They found the right source. If mankind was trying to put astronauts on the moon and using Earth as a center of the universe to make their calculations, do you think they'd have made it? No. No, because everything else would have been off. So there's a lot of things that are owed to the understanding and the discovery of the sun being the center of the universe. And if we're not careful, folks, we'll put ourselves at the center of the universe. If we're not careful, we'll put ourselves at the center of our calculations. If we're not careful, we'll take everything in the world revolves around me. And instead of putting God in His rightful place, God being the center of it all, and making all of my measurements and calculations from God being the center, the Scripture tells us there in Psalms, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield." There were those who looked at God as being the source of light, the source, the absolute constant, the thing that you could hold to, that thing that wouldn't change. And the Scriptures tell us, "I am the Lord, I change not." The Scriptures tell us, there's no variable nor shadow of turning in the Lord. He is light. He is a source of light. He is a source of knowledge. He is a source of good. When we understand that those things are attributes that belong to God, then we find ourselves being able to make the calculations to be successful in life and living for Him and making eternity our goal. But if we choose to think, again, mankind once said that the earth was the center of it all, and every calculation that he could make by using the earth as being the center was a miscalculation. So it is for you and me today. If we put ourselves and make ourselves the center of it all of our calculations are going to be off. The Scripture tells us every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. But when you measure that up against truth, the constant, that thing that is not a variable, then we find ourselves in a place where we can ascertain and get the real understanding of what we need. I remember When my brother came home that evening and said that the teacher said that the sun rotates around the earth. And we sat there and we looked at one another. And for all I could ever remember from hearing and from the time I could remember studying in science, we were taught that the earth goes around the sun. All I could ever remember. Maybe you've met somebody like that. Maybe you've met somebody who has the thought in life that the sun goes around the earth. Maybe they don't say that out loud. Maybe they don't actually think that, but they live their lives in that principle form, where all the calculations are off because the center is off. They don't have the source right. They don't have things figured out right. They don't have everything lined up the way it should be. In the book of Acts, chapter 17, begin with verse 22. Acts 17, verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you're too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God,' whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though He needed anything, seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being." How do you figure that out? By putting God at the center. One of the writers, commentators I read said this: "Scores of problems rise up to meet us and are unanswerable so long as this life, this earth, and this present world remains a center of our moral system." I'll read that again. "Scores of problems rise up to meet us and are unanswerable so long as this life, this earth, and this present world remains a center of our moral system." Do you see how far off we can be in our calculations when we put these things as the most important? When we put the most weight on these kinds of things, my life, this earth, and all the things that are in it? That's why the Scriptures and why Jesus counseled so much to not set our affections on things on this earth. He counseled us to set our affections on things above. Why set them on things above? Because that's where Christ sits, at the right hand of the Father. Where the Lord is, where the center of the universe should be in our minds. Where everything that we have, everything that we seek to learn and understand, comes from that one source. And knowing that if we will anchor to that and make all of our calculations based on God being the focal point of life, then everything else is going to fall into its right place. He says, "For in Him we live and move and have our being." We can put so much confidence in ourselves and our abilities that we find ourselves putting me up above all of the other things that are around me, up above my fellow man, above God. It harkens back to some of the lessons we've had in the adult Sunday school class about idolatry, idol worship, putting me above those things of God and worshiping my thoughts, my ideas, myself. When I do those kinds of things, my calculations are going to be all off. I can't arrive at a correct measurement. I can't arrive at the correct destination because my calculations are wrong. If I ask you to give me the distance between La Ronge and Baton Rouge, and you start making your measurements from Husser, if I ask you, how far is it? Tell me how far it is from La Ronge to Baton Rouge. And you start making your calculations from Husser to Baton Rouge, you're never going to give me correct information. And if that is the center of your universe, if that's what's so important to you, and you say it must be that focal point, it must be. Folks, we can do the same things with our own thoughts, minds, and ideas. It must be right. It has to be right. It must be. I must be right. And I get myself in trouble and come to the end of the journey and find that I am off kilter. You've heard me say in the past the importance of following a compass heading. You tell someone to travel a compass heading of 280 degrees. If you're only going a short distance, if you're only going a little ways, if you're going a mile, 280 degrees, you're not going to be off very much when you get to the end of the mile. If you travel 279 degrees at the end of the mile, you're not going to be off that much. You can recover from that. But if you travel 1,000 miles and you're supposed to be on a compass heading of 280, and you said, well, 279 is close enough, and you travel 1,000 miles, you're going to find that that's almost impossible to recover from. You're not going to find your destination. Life can be long. Life can have a lot of years in it. Life has a lot of traveling in it. And if we choose to make our calculations of me being the center of it all, instead of putting God where He should be, when we come to the end of the journey, we're going to be off. We'll never make our final destination clear and sure. Remember, God is the center of the universe, of our universe. God is the center and not man. As I looked up there this evening coming across the parking lot, I saw Venus in the sky. I thought about the magnificence of this universe, how that planet doesn't produce its own light. The light that we see reflecting off of that planet is the light from the sun. It's not light from this earth, folks. It's not the light from this earth. It is the light from the sun that is giving light to everything else. We need that. God is a sun. I want Him to be my sun. We need Him to be our sun, the center of our lives, so that we can have His light shining on us and reflecting His image. You pray for me, and let's pray for one another. Amen.